I didn't catch any, I believe would be the thing.
Well, did you ever hear people say nary?
Yeah, I have heard that.
How would they say that?
Nary well. But I don't think that's right, though, is it?
I was just wondering if you'd heard it.
Yeah.
Say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it. Or you could turn to me and say...
You've got it to do.
Or talk about... Talking about us, you'd say...
We.
Would you say me and you, or you and I'll have to do it, or...
That's what I always say, but some people says you and I.
What if you're talking about some man in yourself having to do something, you say...
Command yourself.
No, some man or yourself having to do something, you say... Do you say me and him, or he and I, or...
Well, you can say either one.
Which would you probably say?
Me and some man?
Me
and him, I'd say.
Okay. And you say, well, he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants...
Someone other. He wants another.
Or meaning, would you say he wants all two of us or both of us? Or?
Both of us.
And if you knock at the door and someone asks who's there and you know that they recognize your voice, you just answer, it's...
If they know you recognize your voice, then you say, who is this?
Yeah, if you knock at the door and I ask who's there, you might answer, it's...
A lot of people say it's me.
Okay.
That's what they say.
What if it was a man? You'd say, it's... Say, I ask you, was that John at the door? You say, yeah, that was...
John, a B-R.
Or if you didn't call his name, you'd say, that was...
That was him.
And if it was a woman, you'd say that was
her.
And if it was two people.
That was them.
And talk about how tall you are. You say, he's not as tall as...
He's not as tall as I am, or he's taller.
Or I'm not as tall.
As tall as he is.
And you say, well, he can do that better.
Than I can.
And if something belongs to me, then you'd say it's...
If something belongs to you...
Then you'd say it's... It's not mine, it's...
Yeah, it's not mine. It belongs to her.
So it's... If it belongs to both of us, we'd say it's...
Belongs to both of us.
So it...
We've
got it.
It's not just mine, it's...
That's right, it's both of us. It belongs to both.
Say, if it... I might ask about this, I'd say... Well, this isn't mine, so this must be...
Must be mine.
How would I say that?
See, that's on that language now that I never did learn. going to school. Well, now, I'd say, this ain't my chair, it belongs to you. I'd say, this ain't mine, this belongs to... Well, I call your names, it belongs to you.
Or this is, would you say it's yours or yourn?
Yours is what was yours. Yours is a proper name.
And if it belongs to both of us, then it's...
It says belongs, it's ours. It's
and
ours.
And if it belongs to them, it's...
It's theirs.
And to her?
Well, it's to her then.
So it's not ours, it's...
No, it belongs to somebody else then.
If it belongs to him, then it's...
It's belonged to him.
So it's not mine, it's...
It belongs to somebody else.
You say it's his or it's his'n or...
Yeah.
How would you say that?
I'd say it isn't mine.
So it's...
It belongs to so-and-so, of course, name.
Well, if it belongs to him, then you'd say it's...
Well, if it belongs to him, I'd say it isn't mine. It belongs to so-and-so.
Would you say it's his or it's his'n? Which would you say?
It isn't mine, but it's... Now, what would I say? It isn't mine.